I think we can all empathize with Peter. I think we could all agree with him, what he was trying to do. We don't want to see people suffer. We don't want to see those we love suffer. And so he did not want to see our Lord suffer that terrible death on the cross, that painful, humiliating death of being crucified. So we can understand what Peter was doing, because we don't like suffering. You know, we have, for those who are suffering physical ailments, we have medicines and treatments to cure their illness or to at least ease the pain. You know, we try to find these different medicines, and so much money is spent on research to advance our medical technology to make suffering less and less an issue in our lives. We have tools. We have all kinds of tools, whether it is for farmers and ranchers or day-to-day life, that just makes things so much easier. I mean, I don't know about you, but I really don't want to go back to having to walk everywhere or not have a dishwasher or a clothes washer or anything like that. You know, these are all tools that make our lives so much easier, and they ease some of the suffering, such as being able to drive at 70 miles an hour between towns instead of walk at 3 miles an hour between towns, and so on. And we look for ways to ease our suffering, and that in itself is not bad. Our Lord doesn't say that we must embrace all suffering and take suffering onto us and seek out suffering. That's not what he's saying. However, the problem comes in when we try to remove suffering at someone else's expense. And we see this so much in our world today, where people they have a problem, so someone else must have to deal with it. You know, we see this with euthanasia so much that we ease someone's suffering, and it generally ends up being the family whose suffering is being eased through this assisted suicide. We see the colloquial disposal of an unwanted pregnancy, as they will call it, also known as an abortion, easing the suffering of the woman at the sake of the child. The child loses its life to ease that suffering. But in more common ways, we can do this, where we can ignore someone who we know is in need because they would inconvenience us. We would ignore their suffering because we don't want to have to suffer with dealing with them. And, you know, and then when someone makes a comment that attacks what we believe, you know, not wanting to speak up because we know we would have to then defend ourselves and have that attack come upon us directly. And we don't want to have to suffer in that way. And so on and so on. We find so many ways that we can avoid suffering to the point of someone affecting someone else. And we end up falling into the trap that St. Peter fell into. He didn't want to see our Lord suffer. And so he says to him, you know, heaven forbid, Lord, God forbid, we'll not allow this to happen. What was Jesus' response? You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. We do that too often. We don't think of suffering as God sees suffering. We think of it as we do, as people who want to avoid it. What does our Lord say about suffering? Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Our Lord never promised us an easy life. Our Lord never promised us that we would have a life without suffering. In fact, he promises us the opposite, that we will have suffering in this life. We will have times in our life when it will be difficult for his sake. This is why we should be very careful when we're talking about our emotions and what we feel, as whether something is right or wrong. Well, I feel that's right, I feel that's wrong. I should do that because I feel that I'm called to do that, whatever else. We need to be very careful about that, because our emotions are going to lead us to the easy path. Of course, the easy path feels right because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel good when life is going good and things are happy. But that's not always the right path to follow. Sometimes the right path to follow, especially as disciples of Christ, is the path of difficulty, is the path of suffering. But our emotions would say to go the other way, to avoid that suffering, to avoid that difficulty. But you know, our Lord didn't. Our Lord followed the difficult path. And, you know, he got mocked. He got crucified for it. Very difficult path. But our Lord promises that he will repay us according to our conduct. So how we behave now will affect our eternal consequences. We can look not at Peter as an example, but as Jeremiah in the first reading. He was the exact opposite of St. Peter. St. Peter was going to say, we're going to avoid this suffering. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen. Jeremiah took it on. Now, he said he was duped. I love that phrase. You know, you duped me, Lord, and I let you do it. I let you dupe me. You know, you led me right into it. I let you do it. But Jeremiah took on that path of suffering. And he was mocked. They sought to kill him. He was physically insulted or assaulted. But he's now considered to be one of the great prophets of the old covenant because he was faithful to God in proclaiming the message that God called him to proclaim, despite the suffering that life led to. That's an important image for us because we live in an age that wants to avoid the cross, that wants to avoid the suffering. We want the feel-good Christianity. Ironically, the Joel Osteen Christianity. And I use Joel Osteen as the example as a kind of an ironic view because, of course, of the great suffering that is actually happening in Houston and the image this past week of Joel Osteen's response when his big megachurch wasn't available for people who needed it. You know, that image of the suffering that was just right outside the doors of his own church and that he seemed completely oblivious to it. And yet he proclaims a message of feel-good Christianity. To be Christian is to be countercultural. It's to embrace suffering. It's not seeking what is comfortable and what is easy. We have a culture that seeks the most easy, comfortable life that we can. But instead, we are called, as St. Paul says, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. To give of ourselves, to enter into that suffering, to offer that up in union with the cross, to doing God's will. That is what it means to follow our Lord. That is what it means to be a disciple. To offer our lives to fulfill God's will, as Jeremiah did. That's a difficult path for us to walk because, again, we don't want to suffer. We don't want to enter into that path. We want the easy life. We want the good life. But some of us, if not all of us, there are times when we are called to that difficult life. We are called by God, if we are to follow him, to embrace the suffering, to embrace the difficulty, to do what we don't want to do. May we seek, like Jeremiah, like our Lord, to do God's will, to enter into that suffering if necessary, so that God can work in our lives and we can reach out to those around us and enter into that eternal life that our Lord sacrificed his life for us.